The exhibit in a small glass display box on the fourth floor of the museum is entitled Resistance or Terrorism. A notebook beside the case invites visitors to answer that question. The first two visitors to write comments label the act terrorism equal to the 9/11 attacks of 4 years ago. Gazing at the exhibit, Jerry Hirschleb agrees with that assessment. He was working for IBM in Madison the summer of 1970 when the bomb went off, killing a young physicist, Robert Fasnacht. The bomb, in the form of a Ford Econoline van packed with 2,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate, also blew out the stained glass windows of the church Hirschleb attended across the street.
It's the same as 9/11 as far as I'm concerned. They may have had some kind of weird idea of what they're doing is right, but, they should have known that the chances were something that large would kill somebody. I think they were absolutely wrong.
The exhibit includes a twisted piece of the van's engine block and pictures of the victim, as well as the four bombers, Carl Armstrong, his brother Dwight, David Fine, and Leo Burt. There's also a T-shirt with the words Free Carl printed on it, worn by a small group of activists who believed the bombing was justified and marched to try to keep Carl Armstrong from serving time after he was arrested. Exhibit curator Leslie Belais says the items are meant to represent both the damage the bomb caused and the views of those who believed it was justified to help bring an end to the war.
I think we tried to do in a very small space show both sides of the issue, that it could be an act of terrorism, but also needs to be seen in the context of the times where it was definitely viewed as an act of resistance, and that it's even hard 35 years later for some people to say it was one or the other.
54-year-old Terry Kazina of Pittsburgh was protesting the war on his university campus in Pennsylvania when the bomb went off. Gazing at the exhibit now, he says back then he would have called it an act of resistance against the war. Now he measures his words more carefully.
You had to be there, you had to understand, what was going on, and there was a lot of distrust with government then, with the politicians, with what was happening in Vietnam. So something like this would seem to be, even though today you may not justify it, but it might have seemed to be an appropriate action at that time.
The exhibit will run through October 1st, and museum officials are hoping the notebook beside it will fill with people's assessments of what it meant then and what it means today. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.